Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We were talking off Saints OTAs wrapping up yesterday. Got to go out there and view the third session for the media. Next week, back-to-back-to-back mandatory minicamp that we'll be out there for. Keep it locked on WWL for all the coverage. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, will be out there, so we'll have his notes on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You don't want to miss from the Cannon's point of view of practice. We were talking a little bit about tight end Foster Moreau. He talked to the media in the locker room yesterday. Let's hear a little of what Moreau had to say.
How important has it been for you to still be involved throughout this process, even though you're not on the field working? Like, I know that's a big part of your DNA, is just being a leader in the locker room. Like, how important has that been for you?
It's hard to leave when you're not able to do your, like, your main job. Right. I think finding ways to have interpersonal communication with the new guys and make sure that everyone's on the same page as we're going out to practice. I think that's critical. Past that, you know, just being vocal and being a good teammate, just being excited for your friends and using this time as you can. Right. We're only at the facility for, you know, a minimum of 6 hours. So trying to use the rest of that time, the rest of the 18 to try and, you know, make a friend or get someone kind of acquainted to what the culture we want to set is this year.
How big is that, establishing the culture and doing it in times like OTAs?
Yeah, I mean, there's a misconception around sports that, you know, culture is long lasting throughout tens of 15s of decades of time, right? Like, oh, these guys are always going to be down just because they've always been down, which isn't necessarily true, right? Culture can be reestablished and reset from year to year. And it is, right? Because you have new faces, new leadership, new coaches, and just a new feel, right? No season is the same and no team is the same from season to season. That is what it is. You could have a lot of the same faces and you could have a lot of similar results, but nothing's ever going to be the same.
What's the deal right now with the new coaching staff here and some new players?
It's great. You know, everything in the offseason is rubber bullets, and we have to see what happens when real bullets fly. But it's awesome. I think it's been a really productive season. I think these guys are really grasping the new systems really well.
You know, this is your first time going into a season with a young quarterback room. Obviously, you were with Derek and last year. So what are some of the differences when you're, you know, working with a young quarterback? Obviously, you haven't played with him yet, but.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been different for sure, and we definitely have a competition on our hands. I think our guys have looked really good, top to bottom. I know Hanner's not able to get out there right now, but I think Jake's looked great. I think he's looked polished. The polish is certainly something I've noticed from year one to year two. Shug is as advertised. I think he makes great decisions, can spin the ball really well, and throws a really tight, neat spiral. I mean, even Decker looks great out there. The lefty. I mean, you know, I don't know. I haven't played with a left-handed quarterback in a long time. But we have a full-blown competition on our hands, and I'm excited to see what happens when bullets fly, when people are rushing the passer, just to see who steps up and what happens. It's been a cool experience, though, right? Because those guys are constantly trying to better themselves, which is an awesome, awesome thing.
Obviously, the competition coming because Derek Carr retires, and you had a close connection with him, maybe more than anyone else in this locker room. When it happened, what conversations did you have with him, and you know, how difficult were those talks?
I was very grateful to Derek for everything that he had done for me early in my career and introducing me to what real NFL football is and giving me a chance when he didn't necessarily have to. But, you know, my rookie year, I came in and I was just bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, just trying my best to, you know, make friends and try to get on the field. And, you know, he definitely, he gave me a little bit of perspective on what it was going to take to be successful and play for longer than people would expect you to. And so just for that and for always being there for me and being a friend, especially when I was at my lowest points, he was always there for me at every point. And I know the people in this city have mixed emotions on him. And like, I understand that, you know, we always want success, right? But I'll always be grateful to him just because he's an A-plus dude.
Saints tight end Foster Moreau there. Mixed emotions from the Houdat Nation. That's a nice way to say it.
Yeah. No, I think that was very diplomatic. No, and I agree with Foster. Like, I think a lot of people have this like such heavy disdain for Derek because they didn't like him as a player that they've decided he's just a bad person. Like, Derek's not a bad person. Derek Carr's not a bad dude. You didn't like him. I get it. But like, that's why like the conspiracy theories of like, oh man, something nefarious must have been going on. It was like, I don't know. He just didn't want to have surgery, and he kind of was like, all right, I'm done.
I don't know. I'm buying into conspiracy
theories. Yeah, it's a lot easier than just saying like, oh, okay, something.
Yeah, he just wanted to give up $30 million out of the goodness of his heart. Right, I get it.
I know. I'm not saying that. But no, I mean as someone who talked to Derek a good bit over the last 2 years, like I never got the impression that he was just an evil person. Like, it's just a dude that didn't get along with Saints fans for one reason or another.
Square peg, round hole.
Yes, it just didn't fit. It was a failed experiment. You know, it's a SpotRack put out a list of like the teams with the most dead or void years on their contracts, and the Saints are at the top of that list. The Eagles were second, and it's like if you look at all the teams in like the top five or top 10, it's like they're one of two things: they're trying to win a Super Bowl in the next few years, or they're trying to survive a bad quarterback contract. The Saints are one of those teams. The Browns are one of those teams.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.